Princeton City Council, May 15th, 2023, 7 o'clock p.m.
Jory, on the phone?
She's on the phone.
Councillor White?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I just want to make sure I can hear you. There's a lot of folks here tonight.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. So he's waiting for you at the door. No.
Okay. Welcome, everybody. Please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America,
and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call. Councilor Anderson.
Here.
Councilor Hobson.
Here.
Councilor Cunningham.
Here.
And Councilor White's the short person on the end there. Hi, Doria.
Hi.
And I'm here. So that takes care of that. Adjustments to the agenda, Mr. Bauer?
We have one. We will have an executive session tonight.
Okay.
Under 192.662A, dealing with matters of personnel.
Thank you. Okay. Consent agenda, approval of council and workshop minutes from May 1st. Looking for a motion to approve.
I move to approve.
Have a motion.
Second.
And a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Thank you very much. Comments from the audience in a minute. Anyone wishing to discuss items not covered in this agenda are welcome to address the city council as a whole. Please state your name and address for the record. Each speaker will be given a maximum of 3 minutes, and speakers may not defame, intimidate, or use profanity or personal affronts. The council reserves right to delay action until they have full information on the issue. Would anybody like to approach the council? You're kidding me. Okay. I know you're not here for the fancy patter, so department report, reports, boards, commissions, committees, and schools. Friends of the Winston Library, Roseanne Pierce.
Oh, do I have?
Yeah, you got to stand in front of all of us.
We got to come over there.
I'll teach you to volunteer.
Thank you.
Well, since I'm here the longest, I'm Roseanne Pierce. I'm the volunteer coordinator and the treasurer for the Friends of the Winston Library. And we haven't had anyone here in front of you, so we're not sure what we're supposed to do. So I'm introducing you to our interim library director, Amanda Stokes.
What we prefer is when you guys approach the council to have a check in your hand.
Well, we kind of would prefer it the other way around.
Yeah, sorry. There you go. Go back to that give and take thing. Mr. Bauer, do you have any advice for the ladies?
None right now, other than, you know, we could use some grants.
We could use some grants. We're trying.
Okay.
We're trying.
I know. You do an excellent job up there.
Thank you.
Counselors, anybody have any questions for the library people?
Nope. I've looked at the budget.
Yes, sir.
I think it's very well put together.
Oh,
so thank you for putting together a very good budget. And I'm happy to see it is balanced.
Well, you, Cheryl Smith helped us a lot. Thank you.
Counselor Anderson?
I looked at the budget as well. It looks good.
Counselor White?
Just to tell the city, thanks for the money that they gave to the Winston Library. They did appreciate it very much.
Yes, I'm sorry, I should have said that earlier, because we kind of dropped the ball a little bit. weren't aware of monies that were coming in, and thank you, Cindy, for sending us the email to tell us. I kept looking, and I thought, well, maybe we didn't get it. But now we know that it's a line in the budget. We'll be a little more forthcoming with accepting your help. And we do appreciate that very much.
Thank you very much.
That you had fundraisers in your budget of $3,000. So what do you typically do for fundraising for
We do the roundup at Grocery Outlet. We got over $2,000 this year.
Okay.
So, and then of course we're, you know, some sales and things like that. So.
And we take donations at the library itself as well.
Oh, and the bottle drop. We collect cans. And we average about $400 a month.
Where do you collect the cans and such at? Where can someone drop them for you?
You can drop them off at the library. And awesome. Or you can pick up one of our blue bags, and then you can fill it up and bring it down to us, too.
Yep.
Works for me.
And Seven Feathers has been very generous with us, allowing each library, I think it's ourselves, Myrtle Creek and Riddle, we're able to partake in that, to go over and take all of their recyclables once a week.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
So.
The blue bags at the library already have the barcode on it, so you can pick up a blue bag, it has the barcode, so you can just take it to the grocery out, to the bottle drop off, it's already set.
Roseanne, you want to also tell them about the summer program you have started preparing for?
Yes, I will let Amanda do that.
We are having a 6-week-long summer reading program at the library. It will take place Thursdays, June 29th through August 3rd. We will have presentations by Wildlife Safari. We'll also have rock painting and tie-dye with a local artist. The Douglas County Youth Orchestra has been granted monies for rural performances and music education, so they will be performing for us on July 27th. And then the last week of summer reading, we're going to have a So Long to Summer celebration for the kids and teens if they would like to participate. We're going to be doing chalkboards and possibly snow cones, some sort of sweet snacks. They're welcome to join. And if they have any questions, just have them stop by the library.
Any more questions? Thank you very much. Appreciate
you.
Your time.
Thank you.
Appreciate your work. Park Board, Ms. Sullivan, please.
Our last meeting was kind of just a review. We're still trying to figure out the contracts for the storage at Riverman. We actually did a field trip and looked at the storage situation. And there was going to be some organization of the Melon Festival side of things. And then we'll reevaluate at that point once it's more.
So there was two different stories there?
Yeah, right.
Okay. I've spoken with Ellen from the Bourbon Act at length when we were in Astoria. She was really desirous of coming to a reasonable solution because it's not going to benefit them. So we'll figure that out. Anything else you've got?
And then also, Andy's not here, but they are going to be rolling out the bids on the Winston Community Park Pavilion July 3rd. So there's some progress there where bids will be going out and things will get going on it. So that's it. Yeah, that's about it for
that. Thank you. Any questions for Councilor Anderson? Hey, Cindy, to help me with my short-term memory and confusion issues, if you would be so kind as to make sure that it says Anderson instead of Sullivan. She doesn't feel bad. I'm the one that gets messed up.
She first changed her name, and I used the second agenda, and I did it. Sorry. I'm sorry, Alicia. I'm sorry, Mayor.
That's okay. Thank you. Appreciate your help. Any questions for Alicia? Okay. Mr. Bauer, administration, please.
I just have one item for you tonight. City purchased a new copy machine.
Coffee machine.
The chief provided our new coffee machine for us. Coffee machine, we got it from the city of Roseburg for about $56, I think. Maybe some change in there.
It's a compact version, right?
Yeah, no, it's not. It's a full-size copier. But they auctioned it off, and we were the second bidder. Original bid was $50. We bid $51, but they also had a some kind of an additional fee on it for 10%. So that's what cost the other $5. But anyway, Isaac, our IT guy, knows it well, and has heard it was coming up to be auctioned off, and talked to Ann about it. So the only thing that we know that it needs to operate is a hard drive. $150 because they, for public records reasons, pulled the hard drive on it. Anyway, we've got a potential additional copier which we need really bad. So
could only cost us $200. Could cost us
$200, whatever it costs for a dump fee.
Steve's here. We can talk about that in a minute.
Right. So, we thought it was worth taking a chance on. The information seemed pretty legitimate. So.
What brand is it?
It's a Canon.
Canon.
So that was built into the budget for this year, or starting in July. So are we still going to get the one that we budgeted for plus this one then? Do we need two?
Depends on how well it worked. Yeah. But yeah, no, we'll still need to purchase another one.
Just a quick question, speaking about the budget, and I don't know if I should ask you or ask the chief. On squad cars, I mentioned this, our meetings before. When was the last time that we purchased a squad car?
Chief? It was a donated canine car. That was
21. And so we were supposed to program, if I remember correctly, buying a squad car every year. Is that correct?
No.
No, it's not correct?
It was, it depended. It was every 2 years, I believe.
Okay, all right. So then if that's the case then, since 2021, it'll be up this year to buy the squad cars, and it says it's 2023.
Right.
So that money is available to purchase a squad car?
The budget won't support it right now.
Well, why not? You're supposed to be built between 90,000, if I recollect correctly, right. $93,000.
That's the way I wrote the ordinance. However, finance had not been accounting for it in that manner, we found out.
So is that going to be corrected?
Yes.
Okay. So in other words, what monies do we have in the squad car fund? Because that was a direct fee.
Right. And the way Ann accounted for it was she just had it as a line item into the general fund and never accounted for it on a year by year basis.
That way, then, if I remember correctly, on on finance, taxes, and fees, section 35112 and
if section, you recall correctly,
113, that puts us directly in violation of a city ordinance.
It does, yeah.
And so therefore, then, how are we going to replace that money back into the police fund where it has to be?
No, that's something that we're working on.
And what do you plan to be, how is the plan working on that?
Well, it's something that we're going to have to sit down with the budget committee on and go through it with you. So
we're going to have to do that then before the finalization of the budget?
Yes.
Okay. Because bear in mind, you know, by looking at the entire budget and everything like that, I saw some pretty draconian cuts in the police department.
I would agree with you. I mean, not sure draconian or not, but yeah, there were significant, well, the capital, all of the capital was cut from the budget.
Yeah, I know it's a kerfuffle, that's a good word. But anyway, I think that needs to be addressed, and I think that it needs to be put back to put us in line with the city ordinance, because the city in itself cannot disobey our own ordinances.
I agree with you.
Okay? So we got to make sure that that's done and that money somehow is reimbursed to the department.
Well, we will certainly be having further conversations about that.
Good. Thank you.
Now and the end of the budget session.
Thank you.
Anything else, Mr. Bauer?
That's all. You know.
Okay, new business. A message from AARP to the council.
It's our people.
Yeah.
Can you just stand up?
If you're associated with UCAN or with the tax team,
and that's just that would be you too.
Don't you maybe
or
step off to the side or
sorry to turn our backs from you guys. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I'm Karen McGuire, and I work with UCAN RSVP and have for the past 8 years. It's been my honor, but also my honor to be here before you all to present you with a token of our appreciation. And I'm sorry, it's not a check. I just want to make that clear.
But no tax refunds.
It's a thank you for a donation you have done for us for the last 15 years.
That we
and
know of.
It's for the, I'm with, excuse me, I'll start back over again. But no, I wanted to give you, it's our appreciation for your donation to the community space within your community that you've provided for the RSVP AARP volunteer tax team. This program has provided free tax preparation services in the community of Douglas County. Your donation has allowed for the tax program service site at the Winston Community Center for the past 15 years. Over these last 18 years, the program has been able to complete...
8 years.
I'm sorry, did I say 18?
Yeah.
Forgive me. The last 8 years... Boy, I'm usually not tongue-tied. You guys got me this time. Now, for the last 8 years, though, this group of volunteers has been able to do 5,700 free tax returns for federal throughout Douglas County. That's a total for 8 years. That's returns for low to moderate income residents who are seniors mostly, focusing on the disabled, as well as our veterans. And then we also take on some families who are also in that low to moderate income level. The program has also provided, over these last 8 years, almost $1.5 million back into the tax of what would be what they would have to pay out of pocket if they had to pay for the service. So that free service has been over $1.5 million worth in value. And I also wanted to share that this free service has also provided throughout the whole pandemic thanks to you. We had one site, and it was your site that you provided, and we had 14 volunteers who provided throughout the whole pandemic. We celebrated them back in April. And I also wanted to share with you that the volunteers over this last 8 years have done over 37,000 hours of service to our community. So I know it's in a time when you're talking budgets and how to allocate funds, and I hope that we can count on the future of the donation of the space. But that community space at the community center has become our anchor hub in Douglas County. We've tried to do other satellites or sites as well periodically, but during COVID we narrowed it down, and you were it. And we were so impressed with the numbers we were still able to keep providing. I broke a lot of those numbers down, and I have this write-up. It's better to read than the way it was presented. But I will give that to the council so you'll have all these statistics. But within this, this presentation is coming from Linda Frommer, who is the district coordinator for AARP, RSVP volunteer team. And I'm going to let her introduce her team real quickly to you, and then I'll introduce one other person, and we'll give you your plaque.
I've been doing it for the last 18 years with AARP invite. I did it in Southern California. When I moved here, I picked it right back up. And as of this year, I've decided to step down, but the program will continue, and we have two replacements. Peggy Kale and Corn Whitemore is going to be taking my place, and this is one of our volunteers. And I can't tell you how many times in a day, because every tax return goes across where my station is, the community, how they thank Winston for allowing us to use their site to get their taxes done. They're all done electronically, and last year I was really pleased that roughly about 70% of the clients were 80 years older or older. So it's reaching the people who need help. And you would have some good laughs if you came by and seen them coming in with their tote bags and that, like.
Shoeboxes?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Many shoeboxes.
Next year we'll bring you pictures.
No, that's probably best you don't think.
And it's open to anybody in the community. There's no salary restriction, there's no age restriction, you don't have to be a member of AARP. Anyone can make it available. We start taking appointments January 15th, and generally by February 1st we're full.
Yes.
That's how popular the program has become.
Didn't used to be that way, but
we are also working, that is the commitment of UCAN, and I'd like to introduce my supervisor, who is the head of many of the outreach and community service, direct service programs now in Douglas County. But Heather King, she came out with us to be here. But we wanted to thank you, because we're investing, UCAN and RSVP, my program, we're investing to really build this program back up. Obviously, mm-hmm. COVID hit us heavy. We used to have the capacity of over 35 to 40 volunteers. We've been running on a dedicated, heartfelt 14 for the last 3 years. So, no, we want to build it back up, but the fact we have stable locations makes all the difference for
yes.
us to be able to do that. And you have been that stable force for us. So with this, we have a presentation. Do you want to take it up, Linda, so I don't whack you over the head with it? But it's a plaque from us stating that we are grateful. It's from UCAN. It's from the National AmeriCorps Seniors RSVP program, which is what I represent, and then AARP Foundations, plus the whole volunteer team that's supporting this. And I will send you the write-up after I fix a typo we found at the last minute.
Well, if we don't have a site, we can't do anything.
Well, I think I speak for the council and everyone here in saying we're honored.
Well, we're honored.
We're honored,
I mean,
by you, believe me, because we've approached people in the 14 years that I've been district coordinator. I'd hate to tell you how many people I've talked to asking them, could we use your space? Well, what are you going to pay us? And we just don't have any funds. We work on zero funds, and so it really is a big item when you step up and allow us there.
That takes care of that budget item for
next year. Well, we will be working on building some collaborative partners, and we'll keep you posted.
But thank you very much. We're honored to have participated in that, and I think I'll speak for the council. And
be positive. Mark, you have 3 outstanding employees over there at this community center.
Well, thank you for that.
And Debbie and Mark, Debbie and David and Amanda. Yeah.
We will be honoring them. Hopefully that's not against your records, but we will be honoring them with a luncheon for their support helping our team.
No, fortunately,
and you can
all
come
the
if you'd like.
Staff are tremendous.
I'm impressed with Winston very much. I hate to say I live down in Roseburg, but I'm very impressed with what I've seen in your community.
Never a complaint, always there to help.
Did you get done by April 18th?
Beg your pardon?
Did you get done by April 18th?
Actually, we had our last appointments were on April 10th because every return has to go through what's known as a quality review. And that's after they've been there, and then they have to come back and pick them up. And with the 18th date, we wouldn't have the capability of doing the review and getting them back to the clients. But we take every, all depends upon how the calendar falls, where we stop.
And I'll tell you, our quality reviews are very high. So we've done amazingly well. I do want to use this information for a newspaper article that I'm hoping to put out, some PR for our program, but I would like to also honor you. Is it possible to take a very quick photo of you with the placket? And then we'll get the heck out of your hair.
This side?
That would be nice. That would be appreciated.
A piece of information for you.
Let's
There's 65 sites in the state of Oregon. Winston came in number 20 for the number of returns completed and accepted.
Did you hear? I was talking. All right. I'm smiling. My hands are not shaking.
I are.
But I'll find a good one, I promise.
Thank you.
Thank
you very
much. And thank you. This was
cool.
Thank you.
Okay, well, pop that. You know, this is really interesting because right now we're going to ask for new business licenses. So I'm just saying that's an interesting. Okay, so new business licenses. We have 2 preference pools and spas and Tick Liquor Firearms Winston LLC, Lindsay Montgomery. Chief, any questions here on these? Questions on the any problems with the new business licenses?
No problem.
Scan them out. Looking for a motion to approve?
Make the motion we approve.
Have a motion to second?
Second.
Motion to second. All in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed, same sign. Thank you very much. Moving right along, we're going to talk about setting council workshop dates. Anything you got planned, Mr. Bauer?
We don't have them set yet, so until we get all the information back.
Something you're thinking about?
Well, yeah, we're thinking about talking about rate issues coming up.
Sure.
So, kind of where we go next.
Perfect. Thank you. Resolutions 23-1082, Winston Sanitary Service Rate Increase. Ms. Sardi, please.
Thank you, Mayor.
Here by title only.
Resolution number 23-1082, a resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council, amending Exhibit A of Ordinance Number 21-697 and approving a 4% rate increase for solid waste collection by Winston Sanitary Service.
Thank you. Mr. Bauer, staff report, please.
Thank you, Your Honor. I was asked for a quick appointment last week by Steve Evans, who's the owner of Winston Sanitary, sitting right here in the audience. To talk about a potential rate increase. And I'm going to let him talk to you about the details of this, but essentially he brought it forward. He's in kind of a time crunch because his next billing covers the next 3 months. Although the rate increase doesn't go into effect till August, it would still be on this billing, would miss a billing for at least part of them for the August for this first billing. So with that, I'm going to ask Steve to come to the podium and give you the details.
Okay. Thank you, Mark. So what he was trying to explain is my billing is split up into three different sections, and each bill bills 3 months at a time. So the alphabet's split up into three sections. So the first section that's going to get, well, one section that gets billed this coming in the end of the month is for June, July, and August. So even if it gets approved right now, the first time that I can raise a rate is August 1st and stuff. The rate increase has become necessary. I mean, you guys are feeling it too. You know, my insurance has gone through the roof. Purchase of a new truck was $90,000 more than it was 3 years ago. And also my labor cost, you know, and I have to keep going with that. I'm not even completely there yet. If I don't keep with that pace, I can't even keep drivers.
Sure.
So, and that's been a big issue. And I've just gotten to where I have a full staff and I would like to keep them. So, you know, that's, I tried to keep it to as small a number as I could. The 4% is through what runs through the county franchise and everything. I have to meet certain percentages. You know, we're only allowed, with the franchise, you're only allowed, you know, a profit margin that they control. And it has already been approved, and 2 days ago they actually gave a final approval. And I went with the small percentages I could, and I would like to keep my rates in line so I don't have to run two sets of books for the county and the city. You know, I try to keep it aligned. So, you know, I'm just...
Yeah, two sets of books could be challenging. Some people go to prison for that.
Well, I'd prefer to keep two legal sets. But
okay.
But anyways, it does create quite a few issues with me if I can't keep the rates within line. I mean, the 4% is pretty much so is the lower side I could go and everything. Hopefully it's not going to force me back in next year or whatever. You know, I can even it out a little bit. But, you know, I, the community's friends and family, and I grew up here, you know.
Okay.
I'm trying to keep it as low as I can. So
appreciate that. Any questions for Mr. Evans?
I'm very happy with the service.
Thank you.
You do a good job.
Yeah, and we're working hard. Like I said, having enough personnel has even helped that further. So.
Any questions from the audience, Mr. Evans? Okay, so...
The county takes glass. Is there any way you could do glass? Do you have a market for it? Or?
No, there is absolutely no market for recycled glass.
Okay. Motion to approve.
I'll move to approve Resolution 23-102.
I have a motion to approve. Second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign? Thank you very much. Congratulations. Non-agenda items from councilors?
Thank you.
Any upcoming agenda items? I feel like I'm leaving the scouts out. You guys just here to observe?
Yes, he's actually working on his citizenship to the community up there. So he has to actually come and actually observe and take notes.
Don't be like this guy. No, actually, be like this guy. He was a naval veteran. He's and he does a lot for the community. So,
boy, you're digging yourself out of that one, aren't you?
Well, you know, I better get a start on that shovel from you. upcoming agenda items?
Oh. Well, we have a host of upcoming ones. We have the budget process we were talking about earlier coming forward later in June, but we have the two planning studies that were just approved by the Planning Commission coming forward on the housing.
Oh, the SDCs?
The transportation, for final approval. And we'll have a lot more.
Perfect.
How is the progress on the site?
We are trying to get an appointment with the property owner. We've redone the document to show his preferred costs, so we'll get another appointment with him to sit down. And he's been out of town. So.
Have we heard anything more from the school district concerning maybe a contribution to our Safe School project?
I think that the last news you heard was that they are working on a grant, that if they are successful in the grant, that we will get some money from that or potentially get money from that. But that's where they're looking about, you know, getting the money for that to move forward.
Anything else? Due to the order, the check copies were in our packet, claims in excess of $500. Announcements. The URA for May has been canceled. The next meeting rescheduled for June 15th. Memorial Day, May 29th. Fly the flag and city offices will be closed. The next city council meeting is right here, June 5th at 7 p.m. And we are having an executive session tonight pursuant to ORS 192-6602A. And we'd like to ask you all to leave because it's a secret.
But you can come back in after we
get break for executive session, 7:35.
Termination.